for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. They've just captured the escaped prisoner in Pennsylvania. I'm Dave Anthony. It ends a 14-day manhunt for Danilo Cavalcante.
I can tell you that he was caught near the home where he broke into a garage and stole that .22 caliber rifle on Monday night. And I'm told that he was arrested by Pennsylvania State Police teams as well as a Border Patrol.
That's Fox's Nate Foy in Chester County, Pennsylvania, where Cavalcante broke out of prison just days after being sentenced to life for murdering an ex-girlfriend. But the manhunt continues for an accused killer in Washington, D.C.
A $30,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the capture of Christopher Haynes, who escaped last Wednesday, just hours after being arrested on suspicion of killing a man last month. An officer was handcuffing him to a gurney when Haynes hit the officer and got free, outrunning two officers who chased him.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Now an update just out on inflation from Fox's Jenny Casola.
The consumer price index for August rose 0.6%, largely because of fuel costs. And for the year ending in August, prices are up 3.7%.
That's 0.5% increase in the annual rate of inflation from July. House Republicans say an impeachment inquiry is important for their investigation into President Biden and if he played a role in or made money from his son Hunter's overseas business dealings. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan tells Fox,
I think it will certainly mean something to courts when we get into the inevitable game that's going to play out here, where we want certain documents, we want certain witnesses to be deposed, and the administration says, no, they're going to drag their feet on that.
Democrats say this is illegitimate and there's no evidence the president did anything wrong. North Korea's leader will visit two more cities in Russia after a summit today with President Vladimir Putin amid speculation that North Korea could provide weapons and ammo for the war in Ukraine in exchange for economic aid and military technology. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Again, our top Fox News story just breaking out of Pennsylvania. Police have captured Danilo Cavalcante, the prisoner who escaped nearly 2 weeks ago, just days after he was sentenced to life for murdering an ex-girlfriend. Five now ex-cops in Memphis, Tennessee, already charged with second-degree murder and Tyree Nichols beating death at a January traffic stop, now facing federal civil rights charges.
Former Memphis police detectives Tadarius Bean, Desmond Mills, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin, and Justin Smith charged with using excessive force resulting in the death of Tyree Nichols.
That they aided and abetted each other in using that excessive force, and that they failed to intervene to stop that excessive force.
Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division alleging they failed to render medical aid and conspired to cover up misconduct.
We will never stop working to fulfill our duty to protect Americans from unlawful acts of police violence.
If convicted of the civil rights violations, they face up to life in prison. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's a new COVID controversy dating back to how the virus came about, whether it leaked out of a lab. Well, there's a whistleblower from the CIA that claims that they were enticed to try to change their findings.
The whistleblower, who has not been named, said in a letter to House committee chairs that monetary incentives were used to change conclusions of investigators from a Wuhan lab leak to an undetermined origin. Fox Digital gained access to those letters.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. The CDC has endorsed a new COVID vaccine booster for Americans who are 6 months old or older. After a recent rise in COVID hospitalizations and deaths, Moderna and Pfizer will make those shots available this week. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A man from Champaign has been extradited back to Illinois after he was arrested in Atlanta, Georgia, in connection to a July murder. Champaign police said William Wesley identified as a suspect in the murder of 27-year-old Marcus Catchings on July 3rd in the area of Springfield Avenue and Kenwood Road. And police investigating the cause of an explosion at the ADM East Processing Plant in Decatur. That blast happened Sunday night at the facility, causing damage to a number of buildings there. At least 8 workers were hurt, including 6 sent to area hospitals. The plant produces soybean oil. This year's freshman class at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign making history. University welcomed a record-breaking freshman class for the year, with more than 8,300 enrolling this fall. That boosted undergraduate student enrollment to nearly 36,000, the largest ever in university history. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
I think it was 8,300 freshmen, but I think, if I read that right, there were 66,000 applicants.
Wow.
I mean, you're trying to get in here, Soye. That's really what I'm talking about, man. It's unbelievable.
That'd make it even tougher for you and I to get back in there. Sheesh. Well, at least you.
No.
So.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know. 66,000?
That's a lot.
Soye, you're still there? Hello?
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Lost connection. Meteorologist Greg Soye, I don't know what to say. It's a little wobbly now.
Okay. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
and
gorgeous.
When I came in, the sunrise and then the fields and the haze. I mean,
yeah, there was a cool haze. Yeah.
There's been some wonderful sunrise moments where you just think, hey, Larry Camphor.
No, Camphor time.
The Larry Camphor Camphor moment.
Time. No, that's right. Anyway, nice looking weather. If you're looking ahead to Saturday, looks like it's going to be 60s.
Yeah.
And then peak at 70, 73 later in the day. But I'm going with the long sleeve orange and
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, it's the orange out for sure.
Yeah, I'm doing orange and then I'm going to do the pants. I can't. Okay. I don't think shorts.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be good. All right. It is 8:07 ESPN 93.5 into our 8 o'clock hour. There's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
I'm Stevie J. Mm-hmm. Ben and Sarah had bought land to build their dream home. They owned a stunning country home they needed to sell outside St. Joe, a very highly sought after area. They really felt they would have received a lot of interest, but they got no offers. After several weeks being kind of discouraged, the urgency of getting the home sold settled in. They were referred to Nate Evans and his team. They put together the right marketing strategies, resulting in the home getting several showings, 2 highly qualified offers within 2 weeks.
Nice. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. When it comes to the staging and the curb appeal, Nate and his team are just spot on it. And Nate's wife, Tish, is fantastic too with all of that. There's so many details. You'll want someone with experience to represent you, a friend you can trust, been at it a long time. He started out as a Gifford guy and in the construction business, and after an accident had this revelation of, I might need to do something different. And someone who loves to sell homes and has that partnership with Zillow, you can explore the secret list of homes. Just do an online search to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at dogtownheatingandair.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth. Alrighty, some sports headlines. 8-12.
St. Louis Cardinals winners 5-2 over Baltimore, and the big man of the game was Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, he talked to the media at his locker after he got all showered and dressed and ready to go.
It was a good one. It's been a long time coming, but tonight my stuff was better. Had better action on my pitches and better mindset. Attacked better. It's a great team over there, so I'm glad we won, and it was a good win for our team too.
What did it mean to you to show that kind of emotion coming off the mound, to be able to display that?
Well, it's easier to display that when you're feeling a little bit better. You know, sometimes it's hard to fake it. I've been faking it all year. You know, fake it till you make it, I guess. But tonight I felt a little bit better out there. Felt a little more confident with my stuff and attacked better. And like I said, that's an incredible team. You know, that's a great team. So they're in first place for a reason. They've got 91 wins for a reason. They're, or however many they have. You got to execute. You know, we got we made some big plays, and the guys behind me came in and did a great job.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know what? Odd stat for the Cardinals. They haven't played well on Friday. No clue. They have 4 wins on Friday. And 17 losses.
Wow.
So, it's just weird.
It is.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. They lost 10 Fridays in a row until last Friday. So, it's just weird. It's just been a weird year. But we're rooting for the Cubbies. They did lose last night. The Cubbies are 2 games ahead of Arizona for the final wild card spot. I hate to tell you, this is coming down to the last few games.
It is.
It's coming down to the last few games. And it's going to matter.
The Phillies are in it, right?
Phillies got a lock on the top wild card.
Okay.
Cardinals are next.
Of course, Milwaukee's on the top.
In the Central Division, I think Milwaukee's going to probably win the division. And then you got Philadelphia's wild card 1. Of course, Atlanta's solid as a rock. And so are the Dodgers.
I mean,
blah,
Cubs
blah,
beat
blah.
Atlanta?
Blah, blah, blah. So it's Arizona. I'm sorry. It's Atlanta and the Dodgers and then probably Milwaukee. Philadelphia, the Cubs, and Arizona if we play today. But Cincinnati is 1 game back of Arizona, so that's going down. So this whole wild card thing has been fun because a lot of teams are still in it.
Yeah.
And the teams that are playing, like the Cardinals, I got to try because, you know, you want to do your thing and try and beat teams. Anyway, it's quite a race, and the Cubbies are right there, but it's anything but done. And a lot of games coming up, and 2 or 3 games in a row, if you lose, it's probably going to put you down there. So it's just so tight. So tight.
And the Cubs will have a 2-10 start over on US 105.9
today. Got to be Colorado. That's a team you got to beat out there. Colorado's like the second or third worst record in baseball, so try and get 2 out of 3 for the Cubs today.
That's right. And we also have the Chicago White Sox beating Kansas City. I think they had a doubleheader because they had some inclement weather and they had to make up the games. Anyway, it's a 6:40 start from Chicago's south side.
We got the White Sox in Kansas City. Yeah. I think they were paying $20 if you'd come.
Is that right?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, just
okay.
How much you can do with that?
Illinois beat Bradley in a four-set match yesterday. Now they'll head to Purdue for the Boilermaker Challenge. And tomorrow at 4:30 Central Time is when they'll take on USC. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, that torn left Achilles tendon, out for the season.
Mm-mm.
And then we've got our Illini in Penn State. For the first time, they took down number 7 Penn State at Beaver Stadium in 9 overtimes. Is that the last time we met?
Yes,
October 23, 2021.
Didn't play last year.
Wow.
So
it talks about quarterback Brandon Peters connecting with wide receiver Casey Washington in the end zone and the upset win, Nittany Lions.
That
could give them some extra oomph, actually. It was also the 100th win for Brett Bielema's career in that. And then, of course, we had Chase Brown, Josh McCray.
No, it was a different deal.
It was a different deal.
Different time, different game. And believe me, if Penn State can put up 50, they're going to put up 50. Believe me.
Yeah.
UC, proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers and building trusted relationships that span generations. Did you know in 2021 and 22, Busey Associates generously gave over 20,000 hours of their time to hundreds of community organizations? 200 associates actively commit to board service in their towns. Busey's contributed $258,000 in scholarships throughout their footprint. Busey Associates have raised more than $450,000 through the Pay It Forward Friday's payroll deduction initiative. If you want to learn more about all Busey does for their communities, you can go and get the full report. Just go to busey.com/impact. And they talk about the corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition, development, governance practices and policies. That's all in there. Just read the report at busey.com/impact. For over 150 years, Busey. Member FDIC.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
And who wouldn't want to work for Jim Hampton? Come on, man. ESPN 93.5, check your weather now with our smart guy.
Logan, every month, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Van Nevis, Saturday, nice days worth of weather ahead. Both today, for the next several, maybe a couple of drops of rain, no biggie for the weekend. And there's a hint of late summertime around here. Yeah, still a fair amount of that with warmth and humidity building in later next week. A patchy fog area here or there to start off the day. And an otherwise sunny to partly cloudy, cool days worth of weather. Highs normally this time of the year, close to 80 up to 75. today. Light north wind, but no complaints. Clear comfortable tonight, down into the 40s with a nearly calm wind for the day tomorrow. Cool start, sunny skies, nice recovery on temps in the afternoon at 74. 48 tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Over the weekend, weak weather system aloft may generate a couple of drops of rain around the football game, either side of it. 68 at kickoff, up to 76 later in the day. Maybe a sprinkle as well. Sunday morning at 75, mid to upper 70s Monday, Tuesday, up near 80 on Wednesday, into the lower 80s for the next Thursday and Friday. For Steve and Jay Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The consumer price index for August rose 0.6%, largely because of fuel costs. And for the year ending in August, prices are up 3.7%. Core CPI, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.3%, a bigger jump than expected. Core inflation on an annual basis moderated to 4.3%. Inflation has cooled sharply since the peak of 9.1% in June of last year, but it's still sharply higher than the Fed's goal of 2%. The report comes out a week before the Fed wraps up its September meeting. American Airlines shares are lower. The company says higher fuel prices and the cost of its new labor agreement will have an impact on its earnings in the current quarter. But Cracker Barrel shares are gaining its earnings top forecasts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cozzola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com. All right, we got Champaign County Bike Month returning. It's this month. They got Ride Your Bike to Work Day tomorrow. Gabe Lewis, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Regional Planning Commission. Aren't you in charge now, Gabe, or is that next week?
Maybe next week. I'll talk to the boss about that.
Our friend Maury. Maury Williamson,
former radio star. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so tell me about it. What's the whole deal on Bike to Work Day?
Yeah, we got 16 stations that'll be open tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you register online today or fill out a paper form tomorrow, you get a free breakfast. You get a T-shirt. We've got Barbie and Ken riding their bikes on this show and reminding people that every day is Bike Day. So we're looking forward to seeing people.
CUBikeMonth.org is the website to do that pre-registering?
Yes, exactly. CUBikeMonth.org. And we also CU Bike Month on Facebook for other updates.
And I feel like even the rural areas, we're in Rocket Nation here in Philo, Illinois. There's different stops out in the outlying areas around in Champaign County, right, Gabe?
Yeah. We've got stations in Savoy, in St. Joe, in Rantoul, and Mahomet, as well as in Champaign-Urbana. So folks can find a stop near them. And even if you're not biking into an office, if you work at home, you can come by. If you're retired, you can plan a bike ride to one of our stations. So just an event to encourage folks to either try biking or to get back on the bike, and just to be able to ride your bike more often during bike month in September.
So if I ride to work tomorrow morning, I'd probably have to leave about 4 a.m. It's only 8 miles.
Oh, you'd go so fast. Come on. Now, Gabe, we're big proponents of bike helmets, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We are wanting to see everyone riding safe. We want cars to be able to see bikes. So we also have an event Tuesday night called Light the Night. And for folks who bring their bikes to the alma mater on campus or two other locations, they can get free bike lights installed.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And they can register their bike. That'll be part of a database nationally that if they ever, you know, were moved away, they could still get their bike recovered if it was stolen.
I just flashed back to Amsterdam. I've been there a number of times.
Oh my goodness. So many bikes on every street corner.
But not one helmet.
I see.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't do that. We could go make a gazillion with our helmets, Gabe. Let's go sell them.
Let's do it.
We'll do it. The tulip bulbs are over here.
Right.
And the bike helmets are here.
That's right.
They just don't do it. And interesting law in Amsterdam, too. They wear the bikes they ride are like horse bikes. They're as big as a Clydesdale.
Yeah.
And then if you get hit by a bike, you get sued as a pedestrian.
Okay.
It's a bike freeway, and you are, if you cause them the wreck, it's your fault. It's an interesting flip.
Well, and we've got some Illinois state laws that require these lights, right, that you talked about, Gabe?
Yeah, so it's required to have a front light, and that's the white light. And then on the back of your bike, to either have a light or a reflector when you're riding in the dark.
But that's for dark. Not, you don't have to have a light in the day, correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
yep.
But helmets, and then if you wear a little vest, because if I see a flashing light on the back of their bike, I can really see them better. And it can be, and you just got to listen. Don't get frustrated with bikers either. Just understand they're just trying to get a little exercise and move it out there and just pretend it's your mom riding the bike, okay? Come on. Come on, man. Come on, Gabe. Let's go. All right. So how can people get more information on all this?
Yeah. Either they can find the calendar on cubikemonth.org or they can see our updates on CU Bike Month on Facebook.
And I was just looking at some of the Prairie Cycle Club's offerings, too, and it's always fun to ride on the full moon and enjoy some ice cream at Sydney Dairy Barn that leaves from Meadowbrook Park. So that's a fun experience, and just so many great events. Again, cubikemonth.org then for details?
Yep, exactly.
All right, Gabe Lewis, we appreciate you, bud. Keep up your good work at Regional Planning Commission, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so get on the bike.
I love it.
And it just, again, it's a good thing to do, and you can go a long way, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And, I just be careful and all that stuff.
Sure.
But I think helmets are a must. Dr. Mike Hill, pediatrician, Carl, for many, many years, he had pictures in his office about when kids didn't have helmets.
Yeah.
And because that's really the life-threatening issue is your helmet,
because
you can probably recover from a whole lot, but the head, is critical.
My son Aiden has a three-wheeler bike that he rides around town, and he has a big head. It's hard to find him a helmet.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway,
okay, 828 ESPN 93.5. We're gonna come back final half hour of the program. You're always welcome to chime in on the chat line. It's our text line. 217-359-2255. Got an offering where I pay for your stuff today from PDR Automotive, full vehicle inspection. Details at ghoststever.com. News, weather, and sports all coming up. What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer.
Designer Shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. After a 13-day manhunt, escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante is taken into custody in Pennsylvania.
I can tell you that he was caught near the home where he broke into a garage and stole that .22 caliber rifle on Monday night. And I'm told that he was arrested by Pennsylvania State Police teams as well as a Border Patrol.
Fox's Nate Foy. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, reportedly for more than 4 hours at a Russian space facility in Siberia.
The suspicion in the West was that these talks would end with Russia getting hold of North Korean munitions. What Vladimir Putin did say was that all issues were up for discussion, including economic cooperation and humanitarian aid.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose 3.7% in August. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Authorities investigating the cause of an explosion at the Archer Daniels Midland East processing plant in Decatur. That blast happened Sunday night at the facility. It caused damage to a number of buildings. At least 8 workers injured, including 6 who were sent to hospitals. The plant produces soybean oil. This year's freshman class at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign making history. University welcomed a record-breaking freshman class for this academic year with more than 8,300 enrolling this fall. That boosted undergraduate student enrollment to nearly 36,000, the largest ever in the university history. Trials underway for 2 former Illinois DCFS employees involved in an AJ Friend case. Carlos Acosta and his former supervisor, Andrew Pullivan, each facing charges of endangering the life of a child and reckless conduct, both involved in a 2018 investigation into allegations that 5-year-old AJ had been abused. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penn Ave is Saturday. Pretty quiet weather picture expected here the coming days. Just a weak weather system that may generate a couple of drops of rain over the course of the weekend. Perhaps a more broader-based wetter weather pattern may be materializing late next week, if not beyond. But accompanying that, big warm-up on temperatures and a steady rise in humidity. Still a real late summer feel expected around these parts here in the coming weeks. In the meantime, a partly cloudy sky for the day-to-day. Temperatures a little on the cool side for the time of year. A little patchy fog around as well early on this morning, up to about 75 with a light north wind, mostly clear tonight. Nearly calm wind sets in, dawn temperature down to 46 tomorrow. Nice recovery on temps, sunny skies, light northeast wind, the high about 74. A partly cloudy 77 degree high on Friday. Over the weekend, a little more cloudiness, maybe a couple of drops of rain around. Football temperature kickoff at 68, highs near 76, 75 on Sunday, heading towards the mid to upper 70s Monday to Wednesday next week. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, off and running, final segment of the program. Glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5. We've talked about a lot of things. The Joe Biden impeachment inquiry is going to be a lot of discussing. Nobody's going to vote on anything. Nothing's going to happen. Would somebody please fix inflation, mortgage rates, crime, the border? I got a lot of things here on the agenda that I have more interest in than talking about Joe Biden. And I get it. If the president did something wrong, I totally think it's appropriate to find out. But where does it lead? Who's covering it? Who's going to even report on it? It's all political. It doesn't matter. It's just back and forth we go. Mm-hmm. Back and forth we go. So we discussed some of that.
Same old politics.
Adam Wainwright got his 199th win. We're so excited. Now it sets up at least some sort of excitement for the St. Louis Cardinals at the end of the year. Adam gets to pitch against Milwaukee at home, at San Diego, and home Cincinnati. That's his last three shots to get to 200. There's about 100 guys that have had 200 wins. That's about it. 120 years of baseball. It's hard to get to 200 wins.
Yeah.
John Lester got it. He got his 200 with the Cardinals. With the Cardinals.
Well, oh, really?
He's with the Cubs and traded the Cardinals or picked up by the Cardinals.
Huh.
And so it's exciting for the guy. And it's at this point, the Cardinals haven't had a lot to cheer about this year. So
when does he go next?
Is 5 days from now.
Okay.
To be Milwaukee and St. Louis, maybe Monday.
Okay.
So it's...
I mean, do you look at going to something like that?
No, I look at keeping track of something like that. But just imagine, too, you have all this excitement around sports, right? You have a big Illinois potential matchup with Penn State. Now it's just a game. You know, Fox Game Day quit us, went to Colorado. And it's like, had you beat Kansas, this would have been an event.
Mm-hmm.
We'd had over 50,000. We'll be 40-something,
right?
For sure, because I think people bought tickets. But it's going to be a little muted because there's questions now. Oh, no, here we go again kind of thing.
Right.
Because that's just what humans do. Brett Bielema's my guy. I think we got the coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll make adjustments. I think we'll look better. We just happen to be running against up against one of the best teams in the United States.
Number seven.
Penn State's very, very good. I just want a competitive game. That's all I'm asking for. If we can do that, crowd will be, I think, into it. And the longer it's competitive and close, I think the more I get into it. Anyway, it was, you know, nothing you can do about Friday night. It just wasn't very good. And so we just turned the page. That's all you do.
It'll be hail to the orange out. As you wear orange, you can visit Game Day Spirit, the official Fighting Illini fan store. Grange Grove will also have some orange apparel in case you forget. They've got the 10,000 orange rally towels for the first 10,000 fans that are in.
We want to be able to wave them now.
Yeah.
Right? It's just
that's too, right.
The schedule's stupid. Okay, I think Mike Thomas set it up. I'm sorry, but that just why do you schedule the MAC champion, and then of course Kansas? When we scheduled Kansas, probably were awful.
I know both of those teams were probably, and you know that was like 10 years ago.
Know how long they it was. It was years ago, and you want to schedule games that kind of get you stretched out, but you need to win them and not be like oh we might lose both of them kind of thing. Anyway. So you've just got a tough game coming up Saturday. So, if Cardinals, you know, get a broadcast or have been broadcasting opening day in St. Louis for years, and I always talk to the promotion people, and they have amazing promotions. But think about the things they have planned in September. Yay! You get a bobblehead. Uh huh. Wow. So what? I'm not coming. They're awful. I mean, it's kind of spoils the whole event thing.
I know.
And it's
Labor Day promotion where they were handing out some purses. Those purses were nice.
No, they were very nice. No question. So the promotions angle of it is tough.
Exactly.
And it kind of fades because the bottom line is, can we compete? Can we play kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And if you don't, or there's questions, it really dampens all the efforts. Promotions goes into all that stuff. And when it's good, it's great. You know, it's woohoo, you know, before Toledo was really exciting, all that feel. We just have to get to six wins, get a bowl game, extend play, all that stuff. And I do believe, because, you know, when people start saying when's basketball start, which I heard after the Kansas game, it's just like, oh, come on. It's still kind of early.
Right.
And remember, we went and beat Penn State in a season where, you know, we weren't supposed to do that. And here we go. And Brett Bielema famously said, I didn't come here to go 5-7. And we're all going, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then we went 8 and go to a January bowl in Florida. And it was like, okay, man, Rose Bowl. I mean, it was just, you know.
Right.
Kind of whipped up. We sold 10,000 new season tickets.
Right.
And we survived Toledo, and it wasn't that we lost to Kansas. It was how we lost to Kansas. It was 34-7, and you're going, I'm going to be embarrassed here. And so we rallied a little bit.
But in the end,
it was better look, but it wasn't competitive. And that was the worst. One of the U of I presidents years ago, I think it's Jim Stuckel, I said, do you have to win the games? He said, no, but you got to be competitive.
I see.
You have to be relevant, competitive, make people care. We have that now. So we just had to hold on to it. That's, you know, Brett Bielema gets what, $6.5 million a year? It's a lot of money, but that's the price of a top coach.
Sure is.
But, man, it just, particularly when everybody's watching and they actually do care, there's a lot of stuff. And it's like, that's not even fair what they said. I mean, that's ridiculous. Someone's going to ask a question on the Monday presser and says, that's probably the worst question you've ever asked them. I mean, so it's on, right? You have to... It isn't easy, what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And if you begrudge anybody making a lot of money doing it, you go do it. Well, I can't. Well, you can. You start in high school. You get an assistant job in high school, and you work your way through. Mm-hmm. Or get a grad assistant in college. You be a college coach. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
It isn't that easy. Plus, it's real hard to get an opportunity. And so when you get there, these guys, they just didn't fall off the wagon, man. They've been doing this. Brett Bielema's been doing football 30 years.
I know.
So it's it's all that money, and all we hear are salaries and all this stuff. Brad Underwood, don't think he's under pressure with the new NIL and the swinging gate that is
right,
college
the transfer portal days.
You got
to
be
to try to get the chemistry and people who click, and then you know they can leave.
I mean, it's nuts. The dynamic that is college coaching. And oh, by the way, you got to make the right call 3 seconds left. You have to know all the X's and O's. That's a given now.
Yeah,
and you got to be really good under pressure. So I'm just saying, good for them. If you begrudge anybody making that kind of, it's what the market is. Who cares what they make? You go make more, right? Don't worry about other people. You go earn more, and don't think you can't, because you can. Everybody can do so much more than we're probably doing now. That's your little pep talk. 8:42. Little sports headlines coming up.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick, your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Yeah, Kurt Lehman and his wife had another baby.
I know.
He's a baby boy.
And he's lost some weight. He's looking good.
Yeah, he is. No question. Okay, Jason Leonard, I don't recognize the name, was apparently deputy AD in Josh Whitman's first year, and he's the one that scheduled Toledo and Kansas. Now,
okay.
Go back to 2016. I think Kansas was like 0-100. They got good. The same thing happened. We got Duke next year.
I know.
And Duke got good.
Right.
I think we just kind of say, hey, we're canceling you. You weren't supposed to be good. And so we're going to put in somebody else. Anyway, so apparently it was Josh that scheduled this. But again, I don't know why you have to do 8 years out. I guess you have to find people because everybody grabs them.
Right.
And then you give them $500,000 or something to come and get beat. That's what you're supposed to do. These games are supposed to come, hey, you did good in that first quarter. And then you're supposed to be over. That's what I think of the first few games. Come on, man. I got enough issues.
Well, we've got an 11 a.m. kickoff against number 7 Penn State, 2-0, and we're 1-1. The game will be on Fox, and we've also got some promotions that we'll look forward to seeing when we have the Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame weekend. So we'll see who's being honored with the on-field recognition. And, of course, Friday night after 7 at the State Farm Center, free admission, open to all fans. The Illini Hour is what they're calling, incentivizing when you come into Memorial Stadium a little early.
Is it 1 hour?
$3.
1 hour? Yeah.
For hot dogs, so, non-alcoholic, and some alcohol beverages.
So if you say I don't have a tailgate to go to, go
right,
in at 10.
Totally.
And just eat $3 hot dogs till you're tired.
And speaking of tailgate, if you want to do things spontaneous, they have this new tailgater concierge where you can get a free spot in Grange Grove, and it's fully a turnkey tailgate party.
That's fun.
That you can get add-ons like television, tailgate games, barbecue, high top tables and speakers. There's catering options.
Man.
I mean, this is pretty cool when you visit fightingillini.com and then you click on this and see if you want to do that.
Walk in and be done?
Right.
Dang.
I'm telling you.
What's wrong
and
with
then,
that?
Of course, the Freaky Fest 77-yard dash presented by Jimmy John's is between the third and fourth quarter where you see, and again, the guy who's acting like Red Grange is walking around 3 hours before kickoff. And the person who goes up against Red has a free Jimmy John's for a year chance to win. But, that would be a bad look if Red Grange got beat.
Well, you're just going to, if somebody's super fast, I'm fine with it. But it's going to have to be somebody at the U of I track team or something
right. To
beat that guy.
And, they'll probably vet that person and all that.
Well,
right?
You don't want somebody to lose by, in a 77-yard race, normal people would lose to that guy that represented Grange by 50 yards.
Right.
He was fast.
I mean, I think we looked it up, and back in, 1915 or whenever it was like 9.8 seconds.
He said, I don't think any official, but they thought he did a 100-yard dash in 10 seconds.
Okay.
Which is super fast.
Yeah. So. Freaky fast.
Yep.
All right. Well, we had Adam Wainwright get the 199.
Probably just going to leave it there.
Okay, gotcha.
But Adam got 199, and off we go to maybe 200. He has three more chances. Here's hoping he gets it the next time out.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Winners yesterday, go Cardinals 5-2 over Baltimore, right around 5:30, I believe, is the first pitch here on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, Cubbies again, big game in Colorado.
Yeah, 2:10 start over on US 105.9.
We got them, and the Cubbies lost last night, so we got to pick this one up to get two out
right
of three.
Yeah, right now the series is split.
All right, it is 8:48. We'll check Greg's weather one more time here before we get out of here on ESPN 93.5. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com. Or call Chuck Ruth.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home.
Hey, Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you, wonderful person, spend it and keep it. All right, today from PDR Automotive, you heard me talking about John Marshall, the owner of PDR Automotive. Honest, talented, great staff. They can fix your car, truck, van, whatever automobile you have. Today's Stever offer, I'll give you a complete vehicle safety inspection, which is about $100. And then I'll give you another $100 to get whatever you might need fixed. $100 toward repair. The complete vehicle safety inspection. Why not? I'll pay for it. And then if you need stuff, I'll give you another $100 toward anything that might need done. That's your Stever offer from PDR Automotive. So all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, click accept. GoStever.com, click accept if you're interested. You're getting an email tonight if you're a winner. PDR Automotive, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Van Nevis, Saturday, nice days worth of weather ahead, both today and for the next several, maybe a couple of drops of rain, no biggie for the weekend, and there's a hint of late summertime around here. Yeah, still a fair amount of that with warmth and humidity building in later next week. A patchy fog area here or there to start off the day, and an otherwise sunny to partly cloudy cool days worth of weather. Highs normally this time of the year, close to 80 up to 75 today, light north wind, but no complaints. Clear comfortable tonight down into the 40s with a nearly calm wind for the day tomorrow. Cool start, sunny skies, nice recovery on temps in the afternoon at 74. 48 tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 77 on Friday. Over the weekend, weak weather system aloft may generate a couple of drops of rain around the football game, either side of it. 68 at kickoff, up to 76 later in the day, maybe a sprinkle as well. Sunday morning at 75, mid to upper 70s Monday, Tuesday, up near 80 on Wednesday, into the lower 80s for the next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgay.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, ESPN 93.5. Don't forget this afternoon, the boys on the drive from 3 to 4:40 today.
Right.
Because the Cardinals play baseball one more time in Baltimore. And really, if you look at it, they played Cincinnati, at Atlanta, and at Baltimore. Three really good teams, and they've done quite well on this road trip. So there's that, and there's some young Jordan Walker. I think he's going to be, he's 21 years old. He has 14 or 15 home runs. Mason Wynn looks like he's going to be a keeper at shortstop. So a lot of young talent. Cardinals, and we're going to have that caravan again coming around before we know it. It'll be fun always at the iHotel in January when we get to meet some of these Cardinal players.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to do an evening with Adam Wainwright, maybe when he retires. I think we could get him to come here for a fundraiser because he does a lot of charitable work.
Well, and he's good as far as singing and strumming the guitar. Yeah, I mean, we saw him on the national anthem out of the gate to get the season going.
He's just an entertaining good man.
I know.
And I think there'd be enough people to salute Adam Wainwright to have a fun. And I did talk to his guy. And the problem is he lives in Florida. And you got to do private aircraft from Florida. And that's just a lot. And so,
I mean, we know people.
Not for a free flight.
Okay.
No, you'd have to pay money for
that.
Oh,
we got a pilot, Hans D, that comes in on Friday.
It's something called equipment and jet fuel.
Yes, that's true.
So anyway.
Just because we know a pilot doesn't mean...
it's free.
Exactly.
So anyway, I would still have that in the corner. Wouldn't it be fun to actually get Yadier Molina and Adam together? That would be a heck of a night, wouldn't it?
Yes.
But
a benefit for the Champaign County Freedom Celebration.
No, a benefit for their projects, because that's why they'd come.
Dang it.
If we were to pay,
trying to think of people who raise money and, you know,
but Yadier and Adam together would be kind of fun.
Yeah,
So it would, anyway.
Back and forth with the stories. You know who was entertaining was when the season opened and you had Benji Molina on.
Benjamin Molina. Benji Molina, Yachty's brother. And then they have an older brother, and they've all won World Series. I mean, it's just...
And then there's kids coming up that are fantastic.
Yachty's boy's like 15, supposed to be really good.
Uh-huh.
Wonder how he could possibly be so good at catching. we're just talking out loud now, so...
Right.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We got John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent. Always entertaining with John. Did You Know with Nathaniel Sun. All highlighting our Thursday program tomorrow. Diane Ducey, we appreciate you.
Enjoy the day.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. The boys this afternoon for an hour and 40 minutes on The Drive. They have all the latest on Illinois and all the stuff you need. That'll be later today. Thank you for listening. I am Stevie J. Appreciate you. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surfaces your first stop. Amazing selection, price and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surfaces your first stop. Flooring surfaces.
your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.